Good morning and God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 21st of May 2026 and it's currently 4:59 a.m. Myself and Danny are on the highway or the motorway heading towards the airport, London Heathrow, to depart to Miami. So we are very blessed, excited and thankful today. Really expecting from God and excited to see all that he's going to do and the doors he's going to open and the opportunities he's going to walk us through. God is just so good and he loves each and every one of us, and he's got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. His plan and purpose is far above anything you could ever imagine of doing in the world or with the world. Now, of course, God wants us to have great jobs and he wants us to really live unto him and have all things pertaining unto life and godliness from him. So he will give us the best jobs and the best thing to do, the best work. The best work will always come from God. The best jobs will always come from God, because he knows what we need, where we should be, the people that need us around him, Like, God just knows everything. He's in the detail and he has every detail of your life planned out. He has every detail of what you're doing planned out. So be reassured and comforted today that God is with you. He's for you and he has great plans for you. And all we have to do is just listen to God, have a heart to live unto God, to have a relationship with him, to trust him, to believe what he says, to believe his spoken word as well as his written word, to believe the things that he's directing our heart to do, really being humble and meek to receive from God all the time, not just when we feel like it or when it's convenient, but all the time, in every season, in we're through every feeling, through everything that you go through. Like, God is there, he's our dad, and he's now seated us on his right hand side. This just isn't words, this is life, this is our real position. And God has given us great authority, and to bring that authority into manifestation, we just use our words, we use our confession, we speak the things of God, we believe the things of God, we attune our ear to the things of God, and we keep moving each day with him. And God is not a religion. He doesn't want us doing things out of religious duty or because we feel like we have to. Like, everything God gives us to do, he wants us to do it with joy. He wants us to do it with heart. He wants us to do it because we want to, because we're blessed to, because this is our life. This is what we're living for. And we know that God brings everything we need to us. God makes us abundant. God makes us healthy. God makes us strong. God gives us eternal peace. You know, God values us. Like, everything that we get from God, we will never get from a man or a woman. We'll never get from the things in this world, not even the ones closest to us, the ones we love the most. Like, I love Danny so very much and Danny loves me, but there's no way that Danny can fulfill my purpose and give me what I need greater than God, because God is the one that sees everything and he's the one that gives us the encouragement, the inspiration, the ideas. We just have to have our mind and our heart in tune to him, you know, fully focused. And that doesn't mean that we have to try to be fully focused, but we just say to God, like, I want to be fully focused. I want your desires to be my desires. I want the life you planned for me to be fulfilled. I want to live that life. And we just speak to God like this. And we just tell God our heart. And God already sees our heart, but we need to speak it out to him, because we have free will choice. And we just tell him. And then God starts to bring things to us very easy, very quickly. Things are not hard. Life is not hard. Everything is smooth. And this is the life God wants us to have. So with this trip, God really blessed us and encouraged us and opened the door for us to be able to go on this trip, starting in Miami. And then obviously we will go on a 7-day Eastern Caribbean cruise, where we port in a place called St. Thomas, another location called San June, and then another location which is the Bahamas. And then from there we will arrive back to Miami, where we will depart from there and get a flight to South Carolina, where we will meet all the wonderful believers and leaders that Lawrence have been encouraging and working with. So it's going to be great to be around like-minded people. It's going to be great to be with everyone, you know, with the one mind, with the one focus, the one accord, really hungry, desiring the things of God. Yes, it's great. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a great time. But, you know, really keeping our heart and mind focused on the things God wants to direct us, encourage us, and show us, so that when we go back to our areas and our locations, that we feel on fire. We feel inspired and encouraged to continue this wonderful walk with God, to continue our acts with God. And it's a great life. This is the blessed, best life. Happyville all the time. Happyville. And when I think of how God just organized this trip, like, there was no effort from me and Danny. We really, yes, of course, we needed to book flights and prepare our luggage and to prepare certain things. But that was all done with such ease. Everything with God is easy. Like, everything ran smoothly when we tried to book our flights or our hotel, travel arrangements, everything. Everything was easy. Everything was provided for. Everything was taken care of. It wasn't like we needed to be concerned or worry at all. And this is the life with God. Like, when we know everything's in God's hands and God is taking care, we don't have to have no worries and concerns at all. We just walk in His way. We just walk with Him. And then He adds everything to us. So like for me and Danny, God added this trip for us. There's a purpose for us leaving our home today, making this journey, crossing the pond, being there in the United States, and then traveling home. Like, there's a great purpose behind it. It's not just another holiday. There is a great spiritual purpose. And I'm very excited to see the people that God are going to put us in front of, the new things we're going to learn, the things that we're able to encourage, and the words that God is going to proceed out of our mouth. And I'm just very thankful and excited. And so Lawrence, he will leave and fly on Saturday, where he will make his way to the United States, and then we will meet on the 1st of June. So, like, all of these things are good, and God always gives me and Danny a great desire to travel and to just be wherever he needs us to be. Like, God is the great designer. He's the great architect. He knows every detail. And how reassuring and comforting to know that the God of the creators of the heavens and the universe, our dad, knows everything. He actually knows everything. He's not like a human who pretends to know everything. He actually knows everything. And He wants us to know that we are in the palm of His hands, and that He is protecting us, keeping us safe. He has given us great vision and wisdom to be able to navigate and to have great impact. So wherever you go, whatever you're doing today, know you have great purpose. It may seem you're just getting up and going to work, or getting up and maybe taking your partner to work, or getting up and having a family, or you may be traveling, or whatever. There's many things that millions of people are doing all over the world. But whatever you're doing today, know that there's great purpose behind it. Know there's value behind it. There's importance behind it. Know that you're here, and when you desire that one, that one key laborer, that one who is hungry and who's going to hear and do, then you will be in the right place at the right time. If that be in your job, in your shopping mall, with your family, with your friends, on vacation, you know, God's there, and He knows where the perfect people are at the perfect time, those ones that are ready to be set free and come to the knowledge of truth. Again, no effort on us. We just live this life at rest, at peace, but being fully focused. Like I've shared it before, if you think of a camera, if you're trying to take a really good crisp picture, if the lens isn't focused, if the lens isn't focused on the image, it's going to be blurry. The picture's not going to look very nice. It's not going to be how you visualized it. And it's the same with God. You know, when our lens is a bit cloudy, the life that we're living isn't the life that God visualized for us, that God says is available, because we're distracted by the things in the world, or situations going on in the world, or circumstances going on in the world. And what gives me great comfort, and I pray it gives you great comfort, is when Jesus, I believe, said, you know, like, we're not of the world. We may be in it, but we are not of it. And that we have, like, Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a way for us, right? A place that is far much better. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't want us living, enjoying, fulfilling, and having great impact on this world today. We don't dismiss the home in which we're living in. God just says you're not a part of it, so you don't have to be entangled with the bondage that's within the world, entangled with the things that are happening. But we can really expect from our God, we can really see in our seated position on the right hand side of God, full of faith, full of power, knowing our authority, and really walking in the wisdom of God, like leaning on God's logic, leaning on God's understanding, not on our own heart or understanding. And when we do that, like, and detach ourselves from the things in the world and the situations in the world, then God is able to really bring great things to us, because our mind is focused, our heart is focused. We are like that camera. We have a clear lens, so we can see the plan God has for our life as an individual, but also for his sons and daughters as a collective. Like, we are part of the body of Christ. All of us are individuals in particular. Each and every one of us are very, very important. So have your lens cleansed, you know. Look at that picture God's put in your heart and focus in on it, and really know that God is with you and he's bringing great things to you. It's not just for a special collective few. It's for all his sons and daughters to prosper. It's for all his sons and daughters to be in health. It's for all his sons and daughters to reconcile men and women back to God. It's all his sons and daughters to live this great and abundant life. God doesn't have favorites. He doesn't have favorite children. You know, parents in the world, they have favorite children, even though they may say they do or they may not. I'm sure there's a favorite there when it comes to carnal parents, you know, but with God, he has no favorites. We are all equal. We are the same. You know, it's just according to our faith, our desire, how far we want to move with God and how far we want to allow God to work in us and work through us. And it just takes a focus, a dedicated heart, a determination to know who your God is and to know who you are in Christ, and the power that you have and the power that you're able to walk in, and the light and the deliverance and the hope you're able to bring to people's lives by just being you, by just being in a place you may not want to be, or you may think, oh, I have another day at work. Like, do your job fully unto God and he will bless you in your day. And I know I'm saying this as we're traveling, but it's the same with us. You know, I don't really like traveling for 9 hours on a plane. It's a long time. But again, I'm blessed. I'm thankful. And God's going to have great opportunity on this plane. So it's about every opportunity, really taking it and believing that God has you in it and that he's doing great and mighty things in your life. Like, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't faint. Don't go off to the left or to the right, but stay steadfast, focused, determined on the things God wants you to do. And you will live your best life. You are living your best life, but it will only, God just makes it better and better and better. And not that God changes, but we start to change. We start to believe more. We start to have our own revelation in the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We start to walk in the fullness of the joy and the love that God wants us to walk in. You know, our relationship becomes much stronger. So, yeah, it's all about having that relationship with God, being fully focused. Don't let your lens be blurry. You know, have your lens fully, fully clear, and really see and seek the purpose God has for you. And know that he loves you so, so very much. So me and Danny, we just want to thank God and the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ for every opportunity that we get. thank God for Lawrence and Kim, our leaders, who continue to encourage us with this sound doctrine, this sound truth, to really live unto God and to really seek God with all our heart, and to really know the things God wants us to know and to live, and how to react and respond, and what to do and what to be. We don't have to act and respond like the world, you know. When there's devil spirits screaming out, we don't have to fear, you know. We just be still and be calm, you know. When there's situations going on in the world, we do not have to fear. God says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, you know. Remember, you're a spiritual being, you know. You are God's creation. You have great authority and power. You don't need to be scared or weary or worried or any of anything, because Jehovah God is with you. And he's the one who, if he's given you the opportunity to minister, to open your mouth and speak, to do something, like, he's with you. He's absolutely with you. So, yeah, today is a great day. I love you all very much, and God bless you.